And we continue with our special conversations today around the business of artistry. We're taking a look at another South African small business that is doing exceptionally well and looking to grow even bigger. We're speaking to the founder of Barilla Glass, Ryan Manuel. Good evening, Ryan. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about Barilla Glass. What do you do?
Well, we're a glass-blowing arts business. We basically specialize in doing sort of all forms of artwork that require molten glass working by hand. So we don't really do stained glass or any of that type of thing. It's more like the old school Murano sort of stuff, that kind of thing. So, yeah, basically it's what I studied when I was in art college, and I've wanted to run it as a business ever since, and we're trying to bring it up here in South Africa because there's only a handful of people that do it here.
Ryan, where does one even study to be a glass blower, and what do you study?
Well, you've got the only place in the country that does actually teach it, as far as the art side of it goes, is TUT in Pretoria. They've got a glass art shop there, and I was not even aware of it when I started, because when I first started, it was still Pretoria Technicon, about 20 years ago. And when I went there on my first day, I found the glass center, and that's kind of where I decided that was one of the majors I wanted to take up. So, yeah, there's not a lot of places that you can actually study it here. That would be the one, and you would have to study a full-time arts degree to do that.
Mm.
Alternatively, you can learn from somebody who does it. We do offer classes, that is, well, where people can come and do workshops with us at our studio. But that's on a more informal kind of basis, depending on what you want to do with it.
So, Ryan, at what point did you decide that this was not only a passion, but something you actually wanted to make a business out of?
It was during my studies. That was my main focus. But once I had finished my studies, I realized that there wasn't a lot of places you could go to do this. There were a few places in the country where I could have moved to and worked with other artists. But doing it myself was a bit of a challenge because it's quite a lot of setup cost. So I did work for a few different companies in the time in between. And I did get a different job as well to start saving to finance my own equipment. And it's been a journey through this, through the last 20 years, keeping up working, keeping the skills going, and basically saving to get what I've got at the moment. So, yeah, it's not the easiest thing to set up, but we're starting to get it more popularized here in the country, and also helping people with setting up as well. I'm currently in the process of building a furnace, which is going to be a less industrial type one and a more sort of hobby orientated towards small business orientated setup, and it's going to be made locally. So that's one of the avenues that we're busy opening up on.
Ryan, when you make the pieces, I mean, I've seen some of the pieces that you've put out, very unique pieces that you put together. How do you sort of come up with it? What inspires you to make a piece? Is everything sort of personalized to the client? Where do you get your inspiration from?
Well, obviously, in terms of art, we take inspiration from things around us, things that interest us. So if I'm working on a sculptural piece, that I'm making for with a conceptual kind of design to it, I will take inspiration usually personally from nature and from I like doing a lot of stuff that's also inspired by like the night sky and that kind of thing. So that's my personal preference. But we do a lot of custom work with clients where we'll speak about a design process and go through what they want and do some sketches, drawings, possibly some paintings at the beginning to come up with a concept. And then we'll take the design route down that direction. My business partner, TNC, is very big into the smokeware, and there's a lot of different design aspects that he uses on his side there as well.
Ryan, if someone's interested in getting classes or coming through for classes to the studio, where are the studios based? How does the process work? Is it specific classes for specific kind of skill sets, or is it just a come have fun kind of environment?
Well, the classes, they take place at our studio, which is at the Prison Break Market in Glenfinnes. And what we offer normally is, as a general starting point, we call it a taster session. It's a two-hour class where you get to basically work with glass as an art medium and get the feel for it, because it's a very, very different material to use when working. You know, if you're painting, you've got your paint that you're painting onto a canvas, and depending on the paint you use, will stay wet for a certain amount of time, and you'll be able to manipulate it. If you're sculpting with, say, clay, you can change its shape also for, you know, a decent amount of time. But with glass, you have it molten, and it's only workable when it's extremely hot at like over 1,000 degrees. And then you've got probably between 20 and 40 seconds in which you can work it until it becomes sort of hard again, and then you have to reheat it. So getting used to that takes quite a bit of coordination. And the initial class, we help people just have that experience and feel what it's like, because it's a totally, totally different experience. And then if people want to take it further and, you know, use it as a hobby that they want to get into and take it in a particular direction, then we'll help them with that. And there are a lot of different avenues that you can go in with terms of what you want to make. You can make jewelry, like with beads and pendants and things. You can make little sculptural pieces, figurines, that you can make vases and tableware. There's the smokeware as well. So there's a vast range of stuff that can be made out of glass, and whatever anyone's particular preference is, we will guide them along that process and show them the relevant skills that they'll need in order to be able to do it. And then we also offer helping them setting up for themselves if they want, but we do also offer our studio out for rental if people want to work in it but they don't have space for it at home. They can come and hire some time at our studio and work on their craft there with us.
Ryan, how do people get hold of you? Where can people contact you? What's the website details, email addresses, all of that information?
The best is via either WhatsApp or phone call. We've also got a Facebook page set up where they can message us there on Facebook. It's Barilla Glass. We do have a website as well. We're just busy with the site. It is live. People can go and see it and see some of our stuff. We just don't have the booking portal sorted out just yet. It's going to be running probably in the next month or so, because we've been adding and changing a few things on there. But yeah, the best would be to contact us either via Facebook or by just calling directly on our number.
There you have it, folks. Barilla Glass for all of your customized glass needs. If you want to take up glass making as a hobby, give them a shout. They can probably help with that as well. That's Barilla, as in B-O-R-I-L-L-A, glass. And the founder is Ryan Manuel. Thanks so much, Ryan. We wish you the best of luck with your business, and we hope to see you succeed even more in future.